rate offer, right?
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day, right here live on KLRN Radio. We are into hour three of your four-hour political talk extravaganza right here. We do every Wednesday night right here on KLRN Radio, America's Podcast Network. I am one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robinson. The imaginary guy is still essential, so he's not here. So we have the one, the only, the opulent Amish. You know him. You love him. We call him Hordy. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Team No Pants representing. How you doing tonight, Rick?
If I was any better, it would probably be illegal.
Or twins.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Twins would be better. Just saying.
Twins are always good.
Anyway. So what's good?
God bless the Doublemint twins.
So what's new with you, bro? How's things been?
Everything's good. You know what? I'm going to jump right into it. I have got a fantastic The Law of Unintended Consequences Meeting Legislating Behavior and How It All Falls Apart story today. This happened to me this morning when I went shopping at the grocery store. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I go through the store. Everything's fine. There's no shortages anymore or anything. I mean, they were out of pumpkin, which is kind of weird. I like to freeze pumpkin as treats for my dog. But anyway, for when it's hot. So I go through everything. I get up to the checkout, and then they ask me, well, do you have your bags with you? I said, no. I was told 6 months ago not to bring my bags in anymore because of the COVID. Well, okay, your choice is banana boxes or paper bags because we're completely out of plastic bags. And we don't know when we're ever going to be getting them in again. So I paused for a second. I went, well, obviously paper bag. Everything that had happened through the last 20 years of California legislation washed over me at once, where first it's, okay, well, we need to stop using paper bags because that's bad for the trees. So we're going to use plastic bags. And everything is going to be better with these plastic bags because they're sterile and you can reuse them. And just use the paper bags. You know, we'll ask you about paper and if you want paper and plastic for a while, but we're going to charge you for the paper bags and you get the plastic bags for free. And this goes on for a decade or so. And then all of a sudden, it's, wow, these plastic bags, they're destroying the environment. You get them, you know, they're filling up landfills. They're blowing across the desert. They're hanging on things. They're killing birds. You got to get rid of these plastic bags. Well, at least the single-use ones. You need to have reusable ones. So we're going to make it where you have to use a reusable bag. Some cities are even going to outlaw the single-use bags. And if you try to get a single-use bag, we're charging you 10 cents each for them. So now we've come through full circle. We're in the COVID now, where you can't use the recycled bags because you're bringing the COVID in with you. Also, you know, causes E. coli if you don't wash them, but nobody thinks of that. Helps spread it anyway. And then, so now we're at the point where, because they have made these legislative decisions along the way, rather than just leaving it up to the individual consumer, you know, to do the right thing, you can now not get a plastic bag. Not only at this supermarket, there's not a plastic bag in town that I'm aware of. I went to the main restaurant supply store, and they were out of the plastic bags, too. So, because you have made these bags illegal, for all intents and purposes, have created a shortage for them in the state. So now that we're in a situation where they are needed, you don't have them anymore. And I just found that amusing that we legislated our way, nagged our way into this situation where now everybody's walking around with giant waxed banana boxes or paper bags from bespoke parts of the chain. You know, it's like it wasn't just the standard Vaughn's bag either. It was the fancy Albertsons bag with the glued on handles and the so
nice.
And the checker told me, she's all, this is the last of the bags right here. I think I got maybe 8 of the last 20 that she had. And she said, after this, everybody just gets banana boxes.
Nice.
There's communism right there.
Lovely. So speaking of communism, our site's down.
Really?
Yep. It just crashed. Because I was just on it. Now it's gone. I don't know what just happened. I blame the commies.
Can they still hear us, though? Did I just tell that whole story for nothing? Everybody's going to have to re-listen later, aren't they?
No, Spreaker's live. We're fine on Spreaker, okay. But the entire website's gone.
Yeah, I'm refreshing, and it's just kind of chewing there. So anyway.
So fun times. So yeah, for anybody listening live, if you can't find us on the site right now, that's because we ain't there. So I'm about to post a link on Spreaker, or from Spreaker into Twitter stuff, because apparently we's brokens.
We broke the internet. That's my story. They're trying to keep my story from spreading. This is Governor Newsom.
Oh, man. That's weird. Like, usually it's like the chat does something crazy or the chat won't refresh. But, like the whole site is gone. It just says, site stopped responding. I'm like, what the hell? Anyway.
I'll ping Lou.
I don't know what happened because I was just in it because I was listening to the end of the other show and I'm like, it was just working.
Yeah, I was listening to the end of the,
All right, give me just a second. Let me put this link out real quick.
Okay.
All right, so for those of you listening, if you're following me on Twitter, you can go find the link.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving along, we'll deal with that until it resolves itself. I sent a message off to our host.
Yeah, I think Jeff's looking into it, too, because I pinged him a second ago. I'm like, do you have any idea why the site just crashed? But anyway, so enough of us talking about the technical crap, because we only have an hour.
Sure.
It's so interesting story about, Venezuela. I'm sorry, California.
California. Right? But, isn't that the way? When they try to legislate morality, then it's so short-sighted that you don't see, the long-term effects where there may be a day when we need these plastic bags. Because, it's at that point, that's when supply and demand takes hold. And, we don't need that many plastic bags because California has legislated their happy asses out of it. So, the stores don't have to stock as many. I'm actually surprised. Now that I think about it, I'm surprised it went this long before the chain ran out of bags. First we had Vaughn's bags, then we had Pavilion's bags, then we have Albertson's bags, now we have paper Albertson's bags.
Eventually you guys are going to be back to bringing in furs and stuff to carry your stuff in.
Right. It's just so funny is that, they made a point. I remember when this whole COVID thing started, I went in with my bags, and the checker looked at me like I was a plague bringer.
You can't do that. You can't
How
do that.
Dare you?
You're going to kill us all, you ungrateful bastard.
Yep, KLRNet is down for everybody.
Yep, it's crashed.
Yeah.
It's gone, yo.
Yeah, so, anyway, what's going on in your world? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It's been an interesting day, you know, getting caught up on stuff. The work, the daytime job was slow for, like, the first time in a month. I'm sure I will pay for saying that statement out loud tomorrow. So, I've been playing catch-up. I got to listen to Jill Biden try to convince the world that her husband is a moderate, even though her husband says exactly otherwise. That was fun. So, yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. So all of the media bends over backwards, giving an excuse of why Joe shouldn't have to debate. And Jill goes on a podcast, you know, news the other day. Goes, oh, yeah, he'll debate Trump. All three debates are happening. Mark my words. Okay, Jill, you just sunk.
Your words are marked.
Yeah. And then Biden today, too, you know, completely 180-ing on his taking cognitive tests. Oh, yeah, I take it often, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And today, why would I take the test? I've never taken the test. Do you test for cocaine before you get on the air? Are you a junkie? What?
Yeah, I didn't even understand that statement because it almost sounded like he was saying, that's like taking a drug test before you enter a program. Who does that? What, did you take some cocaine? Are you a junkie? And if that was what he said, guess what, Joe? Before you enter a treatment program, they do actually test you first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and while you're in there, too. So, yeah, I mean, you'd think with it. His son being Hunter Biden, he would know all about 12-step programs and, you know, like promises and places like that.
Well, you know, when your son treats a 12-step program like it's the cha-cha, you know, you can't really...
Right.
You know, three steps forward, two steps back, you know.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, bad joke. But
I was there with you. I got it.
I don't know how the hell we got here, dude. Like, I am, like, seriously, like, arguing with people that I know in real life. They're like, oh, my God, the Democrats are the only thing that's going to save America. I'm like, did you hear both Rashida Tlaib and Occasional Cortex say that the only thing that would save this country is to tear it down and start over? Because I heard that.
Yeah, I remember those words.
Did you hear that? Because, you know, it was back when we were all agreeing that, you know, what happened to George Floyd should have never happened, and this should have been a moment of unity, and we actually could have started really looking at, you know, making sure that we were doing things to get the bad apples out of police forces as much as possible. Which, here's
and
the
then
thing.
And then they started setting shit on fire.
But here's the thing, though. If you really want to know why there are so many bad police officers that still have their jobs, look at the unions.
You know, I've been saying that for since this, long before, but, you know, since basically the George Floyd thing is, you know, all these bad cops are racist and racists won't get rid of them. No, it's the unions, because the union is there before an internal affairs investigation even begins covering for the cop. That's why there are police unions. It's the same thing with teachers. It's why you can't get rid of a pedo teacher. They just get transferred to another district or another school in the district, as long as it's within the local teachers' union's sphere of influence.
But yeah,
public sector unions need to go, period.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand why there are public sector unions. It's kind of redundant.
I mean, I don't understand why there are unions anymore, but that's, you know, that's me. I mean, I was a Teamster when I drove truck and... Yeah.
Fucking mobster.
Right. We went, I was up with UPS. No, that wasn't when I was a truck driver. It was when I was with UPS. I was part of the 40,000 part-timers that were laid off so they could make 15,000 full-time jobs. So that's my union. That was my union looking out for me. And then when they went to pay us for the strike, I went, oh, Ron Kerry spent it all on his inauguration party after winning president of the union. Oh, okay. So you pissed away the strike fund, too. Neat.
Isn't that just special?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that chromantic?
I like that.
All right. I just got over to the chat on Spreaker.
I'm working on getting there now because I don't want to go in under the KLRN thing, so I'm working on fixing that real quick.
That's what I had to log out of the KLRN thing, too. That's why it took me longer to get over there.
Wait a minute. I guess apparently since the entire thing is down, I'll go back and we'll do things the old-fashioned way. Ow! That was
apparently the using a chat is frowned upon in this establishment.
Pretty much. Using a chat is frowned upon in this establishment. So, yeah, anyway, so if anybody can hear us, you know, you can always go over to Spreaker, and we're now chatting there, because we miss talking with you guys, because...
Uh-huh.
Anyway. I don't understand what happened.
Anyway, what else is going on, my friend?
I mean, a little bit of everything. You know, Donald Trump's trying to, you know, tell people that what's going on in New York is about to happen to the rest of the country if we're not careful, and everybody's calling him a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you and I have differing opinions on the whole mail-in voting thing, but I think what the Democrats are referring to as mail-in voting isn't exactly what most people think it is either. So I don't exactly know how your system works, but I'm not real keen on the idea of this, you know, we're going to send everybody that's ever been at your address that is still on our voter rolls a ballot, whether they want one or not.
Yeah, see, now that's okay. That's where it all falls apart. See, okay, I'm in a small county. That's, I mean, big county, small population. We're 70% of us do mail-in voting. It's just easier for everybody involved. It's still, it has to be reached by the deadline and everything like that. The thing is that we're equipped for that. We've been equipped for that. We've actually gone that route on purpose to make it easier for our residents to vote because we are so spread out. Doing the entire state, I mean, doing Los Angeles County, I don't see it working as well. I know that it works. However, it works on the small scale. I don't see it working with an electorate of 150 million. Now, how it works in California, because California, you do have a mail-in thing. It's different than an absentee ballot. It's you get sent your party's ballot with whatever party you've registered with. So you fill it out, you send it in, you follow the instructions, you put it in an envelope. And the way that it's actually the way that it's secured is that there is a barcode on the ballot and there is a and then there is a barcode on the envelope. Those two have to match, you know, with what was sent out to that voter, those barcodes have to come back. And for it to be counted. And then so that's how it's, you know, secured. Now, is everywhere in the country set up to do this? I doubt it.
No, I mean, I know it's not. And that's one of the things that I guess is driving me the most crazy, because I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall trying to explain to people why Donald Trump was okay with Florida's version of mail-in voting, since it basically relies on absentee ballot versus this universal mail-in voting thing the Democrats are pushing for. And then so I tried to explain to somebody, look, here's the thing. We already know of at least one story I know of in New York where a single person who lives alone in their apartment got 8 different ballots.
Sure.
Because of the 7 other people that lived there before them and their voting rules weren't up to date. So the person asked me, so what's the overall percentage of 7 extra ballots out of the number of voters? How about 700% more than that single person should have received? Right. You figure, even if that's happening to 10% of a population with a city of what's New York City having it? 8-9 million people?
Yeah.
So you figure 10% of those get anywhere from 3 to 5 extra ballots. How many more ballots is that? And what happens if they all decide to send them in?
Right. And, you know, it's like even if you don't even go that high, let's play conservative estimate that it's just an outlier. And we'll say a 0.1%. That seems fair. A 0.1%, that's still hundreds of thousands of votes. You got to realize that Hillary won basically by California alone. And in California, I mean, not even California. Let's look at Bush v. Gore. What was the total votes when it came down to Florida when we were counting chads and counts and recounts? And It was less than 30,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little less than 30,000, I believe.
Yeah, so you talk about New York, hundreds of thousands of extra ballots. Tens of thousands of extra ballots would still make a difference in close races.
Then you deal with the fact that right now New York's sitting on about a 20% disenfranchisement rate, plus the fact of they're not exactly sure how many extra ballots have been submitted. Because the other thing that I saw was trash cans in apartment complexes completely overstuffed with ballots because people were just throwing them away as they came in the mail. So the issue with things like that is since they're not postmarked because they're prepaid postage, somebody suddenly decides, oh, I'm going to pick all those up and I'm just going to mail them in. There are no controls over those things. And look, I realize that I'm painting worst case scenario here, but that's part of what I'm trying to make people understand. We are dealing with a worst case scenario situation because let's not forget, back in, 2000, 2004, 2008, according to the Democrats, paper ballots weren't secure enough for our elections. And now they want an entire election run on paper ballots? Are you kidding me right now?
See, I think that's the good thing about being a Democrat is you have the memory of a goldfish. So therefore, things you said in 2004 no longer apply in 2020. Your most heartfelt beliefs that you had in 2004, the hills you were going to die on, they don't exist anymore.
Well, that's like even with Joe Biden. Speaking of hills you want to die on, how many hills is this guy planted his ass on and he's still here? And he's changed so many times. I mean, let's not forget that the guy who tells us that Donald Trump is racist is the same guy that in the 70s was like, I don't want my children growing up in an urban jungle. The fuck did you just say?
For somebody from a state that doesn't exist, he sure does have some deep South sentiment.
I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know when,
I mean, that's 60s Dixiecrat right there.
I don't know when the imaginary state of Delaware that apparently has the imaginary person of Dan became the heart of Dixie.
Right.
Jesus. I don't understand how they can be blatantly thumbing their nose at everything this country stands for, and people are lapping it up like a bunch of fucking starving puppies.
Because they don't know what this country stands for, because they don't know what the country was founded on, because they don't teach history. They don't teach civics.
I mean, I get that to a point for the younger crowd, but some of these people that I know are older than me and should fucking know better.
Yeah, they don't watch History Channel, Rick.
Well, neither do I, unless
they
the ancient aliens get his on.
These are people who get a political opinion every 4 years. 3.5 years, they're asleep. They wake up around June every 4 years, suddenly become very engaged, and then go back to sleep by the third Tuesday of November.
You are probably more right than I want to admit.
These are the people who they love football, but only their team, and they only know what happens when their team plays another team. They're not football fans. They are team fans. So it's the same thing. They are political fans. They're fans of what their political party does every 4 years when they go to the Super Bowl. And that's the American electorate.
Yeah.
I hate to bag on my fellow countrymen like that, but yeah.
The sad thing is you're right. All right. Well, believe it or not, speaking of being right, it's pretty much right on time for a break, so we should probably get that out of the way, because we don't usually do those very well on the show because we talk so damn much.
Right.
But on that note, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Robinson and Wright Show, temporarily renamed the Robinson and Horty Show, because Dan is still essential, and I don't care what you lying bastards you say, he's not imaginary! We'll be right back.
Dan's not real.
You're just saying that because you want to keep his job.
I... Whatever. I'm here.
You clowns have been on double secret probation.
Double secret probation?
Thank you. the government, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 dollars a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
I don't usually let that one play that long, but I don't know. For some reason, I was kind of dancing in my chair, so I let it keep running.
Yeah, I was jabbing to it a bit. Welcome. So I'm cool with that.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Robinson and Horty Show. We are live right here on KLRN Radio, and it is the Wednesday edition, otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Night, otherwise known as if you're Team No Pants, you better fucking be representing, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting hot.
Man, I haven't had pants on for 4 hours, because it's hot.
I've been working from home for 5 months. I haven't had pants on. I haven't had pants on in months. Unless I go outside, I don't have pants on.
Yep, pretty much.
My wife is like, are you ever going to put clothes back on? No, not unless you make me.
Right. This is where we live now.
This is the new normal. Oh, but yeah, so I don't know. It's gotten kind of bad because I really don't go anywhere anymore. So I'm starting to get like the whole, I have like the Fabio hair starting to go on without the nice curl to it. It's getting, I've got like shoulder length hair now. And my wife's like, you really need to get a haircut. And I'm like, why? I don't go anywhere and I don't do anything. You really need to get a haircut. I'm like, okay, well.
Problem well, is. You're like the divorced guy living on the couch, but you're not divorced.
You're more right than you know.
Yeah. Never getting out of sweats, barely shaving.
Well, this is the thing you call shaving. I barely grow facial hair anyway. Uh-huh. Like 5 months, 5 months into the lockdown, I still look like Crockett from season two of Miami Vice.
Now I've got that kick-ass Michael Mann song stuck in my head.
You're welcome. All right, so, I mean, you know, so lots of craziness going on around the world. Apparently there was a huge fertilizer factory or some shit that supposedly, quote-unquote, blew up in Beirut yesterday. I'm thinking there was more to that story than that from the size of the explosion, but if they want to say it was ammonium nitrate, who am I to argue?
You know,
other than the fact
being in OKC, that was just a truckload.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about a warehouse full of it. I believe it was ammonium nitrate. I'm not looking for conspiracies. It wasn't an HE explosion. It didn't seem like it because, first I heard it was a fireworks factory, but that doesn't make sense. I mean, Lebanon isn't really known for their fireworks. Grain silos in the – I mean – yeah, you take a candle and then you put like one of those cardboard toilet paper rolls over the flame and then sprinkle some flour in it and watch what happens. Do not try this at home.
Nice. Yeah, no.
So yeah, you got grain silos, you got ammonium nitrate, you got it's a harbor, so you've definitely got diesel fuel around and. I don't know. You know, enough weird shit happens. You don't have to go inventing stuff.
I don't know, but perfect segue, because speaking of weird shit happening, Kindergarten Cop has been scrapped from theater lineup following claims that it romanticizes over policing.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, they said that it was the equivalent of playing Birth of the Nation.
So I'm just curious. I'm trying to figure out, you know, in the day and age that we live in now, this is the line that was too much for you for Kindergarten Cop. I'm surprised they didn't ban it over boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Right. Yeah.
that alone should have. Yeah. That movie's got to go. It says there's only two genders.
That's been the default gift to anybody who says otherwise for the last 4 years on social media. You think they'd want to get rid of it for that first, so that way they can say anybody who shows it is a Nazi. Over policing. Whatever.
Romantic.
Kindergarten Cop, bad. RoboCop, good.
Dude, RoboCop is like, that's the only thing that was missing from freaking Minneapolis, dude. I kept waiting for Ed 209 to come marching down the street.
Right. I mean, Peter Weller, really underrated actor. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, RoboCop, Screamers. Screechers, whatever it was. Bad sci-fi movie. Terrible sci-fi movie. But he's another one of those actors that no matter what character he's playing, he's really just playing Peter Weller.
Pretty much. It's kind of like it's kind of like Kevin Costner, at least until he started doing Yellowstone.
Right.
Like, everything else I've ever seen Kevin Costner in was Kevin Costner playing Kevin Costner.
Like Keanu Reeves and everything until John Wick.
Yeah, but the problem is it's because I noticed this. People were complaining after watching like the trailer for the new Bill and Ted. It was like Keanu Reeves only remembers how to play John Wick, and now he's trying to go back and play this character, and it just doesn't work.
You know, you can make the argument. Keanu Reeves is such a character actor that he, when he gets into a role, he can't get out of it until there's a new role. He just keeps playing that character. So everybody wrote everything as Bill S. Preston.
Oh, I think one of the, speaking of, you know, the newest Bill and Ted movie that's on the way out, I think one of the most interesting things that I've seen regarding some of the Keanu Reeves stuff is the fact that there are fans out there that have decided that the John Wick's storyline is actually a continuation of The Matrix, and that John Wick's in this is actually Neo, but he's now one of the AI cops.
Sure. No, and you know what? I like some of those fan theories like that because they're all in the same universe. So, yeah, it's, we talked about it in the past. The Stargate universe is a universe that MacGyver exists in.
Pretty much.
As a TV show. So, you know, you look at these, you know, sometimes it's really subtle in the background. Like, you didn't realize that Aliens and Predators were in the same cinematic universe until Predators 2, when you saw the alien skull on the wall in the alien ship. And then you realize they're in the same universe, and that's when the whole AVP thing started. Just subtle things like that when you realize they're in the same universe. So, in my head canon, I know it's just a generic use, prop, but every TV show that has Morley cigarettes in it is in the same universe as X-Files.
Dude, I love it when those show up because I'm like, holy crap, I remember the first time I saw that package.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the Marlboro Red package, but it's Morley cigarettes, and so every TV show that uses that prop, and I think I've seen them in everything from Friends to I can't remember what else I've seen, but I have seen them in several shows, and I realized those are all in the same universe that the X-Files exist in.
It's an interesting way to tie them all together.
So, where were we?
AVP
got completely ruined by Prometheus.
Ugh.
Prometheus, you know, I usually say this about David Lynch, but Prometheus was Ridley Scott masturbating to his own genius.
I'm not even sure it would be considered masturbating. I think that was more of a dry hump.
Okay. He got some couch pillows?
Just
got
saying. It. Anyway. Man. Yeah, that was bad. But
anyway. Yeah. Twin Peaks was David Lynch masturbating to his own genius. The first season of that show was amazing. Everything after that, what?
See, I have CBS Access right now, and that's on there, and I tried to watch the first episode, and I don't know if maybe it's just because it's so old now. I was looking at this going, what the fuck is this?
It doesn't hold up. It really does. X-Files holds up. In fact, you can use X-Files, you can do this with Supernatural, too, as a study in the evolution of cellular phones.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've never thought of that before.
Shows that run ridiculously long and you watch them change their cell phone every year or two, then you use that as like going, okay, this was filmed around 2000. Or this was... They're using the same phone that my wife texted me on when she told me to come home when the terrorists hit the Twin Towers. So...
Yeah, I kind of realized I was kind of watching that happen. Not necessarily in real time, but like year over year with Alias, because the cell phones were a particular type when it started, and then by the end they had all this newer stuff, and I'm like, oh, that was kind of weird to watch.
Yeah. But then when you go back and you watch it, you can tell the exact moment of history. So it's kind of fun to watch it like that. You're like, wow, this is holding, and using it as a gauge to how well the show holds up. So,
Bobby Singer made money for Supernatural by selling guns to Walter White in Breaking Bad.
You know what? Okay.
I know exactly what he's talking about, because I was laughing my ass off when he showed up in that episode. My wife's like, what's so funny? I was like, that's one of the guys that just got killed off from Supernatural not too long ago.
And then, yeah, we've talked about that in the past, too, the incestuous relationship with Sci-Fi Channel shows. So, yeah, that's – Supernatural, is that a AMC or is that UPN? What network is that on?
CW. It was what it was on.
Okay, it's CW. All right.
It's actually done after 15 seasons, though.
Sure it is.
No, they killed it off.
Okay. That which is dead may never die, Rick.
So here's the thing. Now that he's done, I keep waiting for Jensen Ackles to show back up on Days of Our Lives and kick the guy that's playing Eric off right now and be like, I'm back, bitch. Give him my character back.
Right.
Because, yeah, most people don't know this, but he actually started as Eric Brady on Days of Our Lives, actually playing with the character that's played Sammy all these years. She's the one of the only people in that entire soap opera who's never been traded out. They'll write her off the show, but they never replace her. And then she comes back year after year, Allison Sweeney. Probably one of the only people that can actually act worth a damn on the entire show. Just saying. Anyway, all right, so enough about that. So, I don't know, it's kind of a slow news night. I don't know what's going on. I mean, the biggest thing everybody's still throwing a fit about is, you know, the black woman that has more money than God telling white people they're racist.
Yeah, who made all of her money off of telling white suburban women what to do. Yeah, the other thing, I don't know if you caught this right before we came on, that Facebook and Twitter have banned Trump's campaign account for tweeting a speech Trump made in which he gives what they call false information about the COVID. So they suspended the Trump War Room account on Twitter, and I heard Facebook did the same thing. You know... Y'all liked it when Obama used the IRS against the Tea Party. Do you really want to poke the bear of the guy who controls the IRS, the Department of Labor, and I don't know. It doesn't seem wise. Now, I'm all against government overreach, but sometimes people just ask for it. Like with the girl in the Antifa video saying, stop videotaping people because they're catching us with your periscopes. And yeah, duh.
Duh, dumbass. Yeah, no. I mean, that's like the guy that got ratted out by his own grandma.
Yeah. For writing a review. That's fantastic.
That's my grandson. I bought him that sweater.
Yeah. I bought him this tactical vest, and he takes it out every night protesting.
Oops.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Yeah, GR, I say that a lot, too. Liberals and the left should pray we never become what they say we are.
I don't know. I hate to say this out loud, but I'm kind of to the point where I wish we would become what they say we are, because I'm kind of tired of dealing with the bullshit.
Yeah, it's like that meme with, the political compass. And then it has me, you know, far down in the bottom right is pretty libertarian. And then me when I see a goddamn commie and it has a helicopter going straight up and off the chart.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing. And I think that's what has me the most incensed, though. I mean, because, you know, the more we talk about this, the more I'm like, you know what? I grew up in the 80s. I was a Reagan kid. I am opposed to communism pretty much in every single form. And that's one of the things that's pissed me off ever since the Clinton administration was how we just climbed into bed with China feet first. I was like, we're just diving right into this shit. Let's see if the water's okay. It's all right. Well, we're gonna drag them into capitalism. It'll be fine. And they've been stealing our shit ever since. And now, not only all that, but I mean, come on. Look at what we now know about this virus. And I know that everybody's saying it probably wasn't intentional that it was released. But you can't tell me that they weren't planning something really, really bad with a virus that targets people as selectively as this one does. And if it's this bad when it wasn't ready yet, imagine what would have happened if it hadn't gotten out until it was ready.
Yeah, speaking of that, there was apparently some factory explosions in Wuhan today, too. or as I call it,
crap,
destroying evidence.
Crap.
It just, you know, once again, I don't like to wear my tinfoil hat often, but every now and then when I throw it on, right around the time WHO inspectors are being let into the country to go poke around the Wuhan area and on a fact-finding mission, 6 months later, factories explode.
Bam, 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 bam.
Dun, dun, dun. Ominous music plays. Yeah.
Nice. All right, so one other quick hit, and then we'll change over to what we're watching, because we're, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. So I'll go into this in a little more detail next hour, because we've got a whole hour with not much to talk about, so we'll probably get into, you know, Biden insisting he's a moderate. Well, he's also been endorsed by the Communist Party. It doesn't sound very moderate to me. But yeah, so since we've only got about 7 minutes left, what are you watching right now? Anything new?
I have completely given up on Cursed.
I don't blame you.
Completely given up on Cursed. I'm finally into the Bizarro Coulson season, so I'm almost caught up to what's on my DVR.
Nice.
For yeah. So for S.H.I.E.L.D., that's been just been a slow burn because I get about a half hour into a show a night and I fall asleep. That's why I was having a hard time with Curse. I thought it was just me, but then Jeff told us earlier, too, that he barely made it 10 minutes into Curse. So
yeah,
not a good show, guys.
My daughter absolutely loved that show, and she's like, I think you're really going to like it. And I've tried to watch the first episode 4 times and fallen asleep all 4 times. I'm like, yeah, nope, done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do have
If high fantasy bores you to sleep,
yeah, then you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
But anyway, so I did find a show by accident because, you know, right now there's not too much to watch because, you know, everything's on lockdown. They're just now starting to do some recording and stuff again. So on Netflix, there was a show that I've kind of scanned past like 20, 30 times. And my wife and I were like, yeah, screw it. Let's watch it. It's got William H. Macy in it. It's called Shameless.
I've had Showtime for a while. That's a good show.
It is a freaking hilarious show.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And, you know, being part Irish, I'm just watching it going, it's my fam, y'all.
And, you know, it's funny is that everybody in that show is likable, and they are not likable people.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, it's like the opposite of Phantom Menace, where an hour in, you don't like anybody and you don't have a slightest clue as what's going on. Shameless, that's a fun show. I fell off after about 3 or 4 seasons. I don't know why, but yeah. So that's a fun show.
Well, all 10 seasons are on Netflix. Feel free.
Yeah. I might have to start and binge it. I'm going to try watching Lost Kingdom again. Angie can't recommend that enough, so I'm going to try giving it another go.
Nerd.
And I keep seeing an ad on Prime for a show that sounds really good, but then when I go to click it, I forget about it or get distracted, and then so I have to wait for the ad to pop up again. Can't tell you what it's about. Can't tell you what it just – I've seen it pop up a couple times going, I want to watch that, and then it disappears. How was Hannah, by the way?
Is it Absentia by chance?
Maybe. Like I said, I couldn't honestly tell you. How was Hannah? You were watching that a couple weeks ago.
Actually, I've kind of parked that one because I haven't been spending as much time on Prime because I've been watching, you know, Shameless with the wife.
Sure.
But I did watch the first episode of Absentia because it's, you know, kind of like what you were saying. It keeps showing up in my feed. Looked pretty good. Realized at least after watching the first episode, I was pretty tired when I watched it, so I'm going to go have to watch it again. But I'm pretty sure the lady that plays Captain Kate Beckett is the one of the lead characters in that, and I always liked her. Anyway, so yeah, and I'm anxiously awaiting The Rookie to come back. I miss my Nathan Fillion fix.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm toying with the idea of watching the MCU in chronological order. Not in the order it was released, but in the order that the events occur.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, what else is there to watch?
I don't know. Like I said, the wife and I have been like digging through Netflix, finding things to watch because, you know, it's not like I have a lot of time to watch TV, but when I have something to watch, I'm like, you know, there's really just nothing on right now. And I mean, we don't really watch when I do record things on DVR, it's usually either political stuff so I can keep up or stuff that she hates. So
right.
Usually Netflix is where we find common ground, or I just give up and watch whatever the fuck she's watching. Like, she fell asleep tonight watching the first episode of Big Brother, and I'm like, why the fuck are we watching this show? I'll just sit on the couch and shut up.
Ron mentioned one in chat. It's got Steve Carell in it, and it's on Prime. It's called Space Force.
I think that's that one. I don't remember seeing it on Prime. I have seen it on Netflix, but I do intend on checking that out, and I keep forgetting.
Yeah, it looks fun. So
it's Steve Carell in it. I can't. I mean, how wrong could it? How bad could it be?
Yeah, he's one of those that as long as you don't pay attention to their Twitter, you're okay.
Pretty much. I've gotten to the point where I really don't pay attention to pretty much anybody's Twitter anymore that's, like, famous, because otherwise I'll just never be able to watch anything they ever do. It's like
I repress the existence of that person in, whatever they're doing at the time.
It's just like I'm really pissed off that somebody that, you know, got paid to play a character as politically incorrect as, damn it, why did I just... I lost his name. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds just apologized for having his funeral in a racist location.
I had it on a plantation. I'm sorry. Plantations are beautiful.
I know.
Okay. If we can't do things at places that have a bad history, then we can't do anything anywhere except for Antarctica, and even that's in question.
Well, I'm just saying that goes along with everything that they're saying, because at this point, everything has to be torn down so we can start over, because it's all bad. It's all terrible.
And so does that mean it suddenly becomes good once everything's torn down?
I don't know how that
works. Does that wash the blood off of the land?
I don't know how that works. Maybe they're going to, you know, tear everything down and burn some sage. Fuck, I don't know.
I don't understand the end game. It's like, okay, you can't have been married 10 years ago on a plantation. You know, it's like, you know, you always carry the sin of what happened there before anybody was alive on you, and you must absolve yourself of those sins because you went somewhere that something happened.
You play Deadpool, for God's sake.
Right.
pretending you're politically correct, because if you were, you wouldn't have taken the gig.
And, you know, that's the thing, too. It's that, you know, all of these stars who make millions of dollars playing cops and bad guys, people who run around with guns on social media talking about how bad guns are. The dude who played War Machine is the covered in guns. His character is covered in guns. Every inch of him has a gun on it. Guns are bad.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. I want actors to start putting their money where their mouth is. If guns are so bad, then why don't you... I mean, at least, you know, when Richard Dean Anderson was, like, severely a gun nut, he made a habit of making sure MacGyver was never near a gun. Now, he let off of that a little bit when he got older, and that's when he started playing O'Neill. But even O'Neill was staunchly opposed to guns because of what happened to his child. So, I mean, even that made sense.
Right.
But anyway, I don't know. Believe it or not, we're officially out of time, my friend.
That quick. Sorry about the technical difficulties. But, you know, shit happens. It's the internet.
Yeah, still don't know what's going on, but hang out, because here in a second there'll be a new link for the Off the Rail show, and I'll tweet it out as soon as it goes live, since apparently the site is busted, y'all. On that note, we're going to get out of here. I'll be back in probably 2-3 minutes once the news feed and stuff kicks off, and we'll get things started. Don't forget, on Off the Rails, we do have the newest edition of Buffoon of the Week, along with plenty of other things to rant about, so... We'll see you guys.
And don't forget, we got Juxtaposition on Friday. We are going to be doing Bob Lazar.
Nice. And
it ties into a topic that Rick tweeted out last week. So, yeah.
Look at you putting the puzzle pieces together.
All
right, you know, so
everything's interconnected.
And for those of you not hanging out for the late shift, feel free to join me in the morning because we'll be back with the Daily Dose one way or the other. But we're out for now. See you guys in a bit.
See you on the other side of the mic.